Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Best Life Cafe. My name is Kathy Anello. I am here today with my co-hostess, Carrie Butler. And we have the amazing, the one, the only psychic, intuitive, medium, coach,
life seeker, life lover, Carrie Stone.
Welcome, Carrie. I'm so happy to see you today. We are here today, you guys. We're talking supermoon, full moon, blue moon, blood moon. Hopefully, most of you got out of bed this morning to see it. It was a spectacular sight. And I'm here to find out all about it from you, Carrie. So welcome.
Hello. Thank you for that rousing reception. It's nice to talk to everyone. I hope everyone is still standing tall and surviving through this very, very intense energy and this very intense day. It's all very dramatic. So it's all very dramatic. It's in Leo. Very, very, very dramatic day. Yes. It's a big day, and it's been, I don't know about you all, it's been a big start to the year, you know. It's been really an intense start as the sun moved through Capricorn and with Saturn in Capricorn. This has been a go time, as all the planets right now are direct, and everything's moving forward. I think with that has come a lot of pressure to get things done, and the sense that there's so much to do and not enough time to get it done, which is not the case. Okay, in fact, we have plenty of time, but we do need to start taking steps towards that dream and towards pushing past our comfort zones, which is what the Sun in Aquarius has been helping us to do, innovating ourselves, and certainly, which is what this eclipse is here to help us to do as well.
Yay! I'm excited. So, Karen, So
it was a lunar eclipse, right? Does the lunar eclipse and all the moons, the super, the blood, the blue, like, do they have anything to do with each other or not really, just the way that everything lined up? But the energies are more just about, like, the eclipse and everything.
Yeah, let's talk about eclipses 101 and let's break down what's going on today. So this is Christopher Witecki says that today is our first spiritual benchmark of 2018. And when I heard him say that, I thought, yep, that is absolutely right. It's the first eclipse of the year, and it's the first of five eclipses, and it is a full moon lunar eclipse in Leo. It's been given a lot of names. I know everyone's like, oh, it has all these colorful names. So let me break those down just so everyone understands. This is just semantics here. So today's lunar eclipse is a full moon. It's the second full moon of January, hence the reason why we use the term blue moon, okay, which is akin, you know, you've heard that saying, once in a blue moon, right? The reason why that saying comes about is that it's rare. It doesn't happen very often for us to have two full moons in one month. It's also a super moon, which means that the moon is a little bit closer to the Earth than normal. So when we're out looking at it in the sky, the moon appears to be a little bit bigger than what it normally does, okay? And then there's the blood moon due to the fact that this is an eclipse, and due to that shadow energy that's going on with the eclipse, it changes the color. So for some of us, we might, when we look at the moon tonight, okay, or last night, maybe when you look at the moon, it might look like it has a bit of a yellowish or an orange tint. For some people, they'll be able to see that. So that's what all the color terms about the moon, that's what we're talking about here. But in astrology terms, it's an eclipse. And for those of you who don't know, eclipses bring about sudden, intense changes that shift us onto our path and into closer alignment to our true destiny. They're really, really exciting times. There is an unexpected aspect to them, so sometimes there are surprises around the eclipses. That's the reason why I think sometimes they get a bit of a, ooh, like a scary connotation, because the change that comes about is oftentimes unexpected, okay, and it can feel shocking. But a lot of times the changes that are actually happening in our lives are changes that we kind of know they've been simmering for a while, shall I say. We've kind of known that a shift needs to happen in this part of our life. And when the eclipse happens, it's like something is finally eclipsed out, okay, quite literally, especially with a lunar eclipse. because full moons are all about endings and culminations. So literally, quite literally, something getting eclipsed out of our life that's no longer serving our higher purpose and really no longer serving our health, okay, that it's no longer necessary. And it's holding us back, something that's holding us back from getting to that next level, from attaining what we really need, okay, from attaining that fulfillment. And, Carrie, as you noted, eclipses, now they do normally arrive in pairs. So right now, the eclipse season that started last year, the eclipses right now are in the signs of Aquarius and Leo. Those are opposite signs. And right now, the Aquariuses and Leos, if you're one of those signs, my goodness gracious, aren't you all going through a huge transformation, a re-innovation? The universe really, really pushing our Leos and Aquariuses to really step into their power, okay, and step into, like, this new version of themselves. So the next set of eclipses will be in Cancer and Capricorn, and we're going to get a taste of those because this summer, let me get my dates here, this summer on July 12th, we do have a new moon eclipse in Cancer. We have like a little stray one that's kind of just slipping in that's going to be fantastic. So our Cancers and Capricorns are the ones who are going to be getting kind of this next big dose of transformational energy. And like I said, today's lunar eclipse it's a full moon eclipse, and it's in Leo. And if anyone knows a Leo, they're fun, they're boisterous, but they're also very dramatic and very heart-centered. So today might feel intense is what I'm saying, okay? An eclipse is always intense, but man, in Leo, it's like, whoa, drama and intensity leads the way. And I want everyone to think back to the Great American Eclipse that we had back in August. That, what a beautiful experience that was. And I want you to think back to whatever seeds you planted at that time, to whatever manifestations that you put into play at that time. That was a new moon or solar eclipse in Leo. Today we've got the full moon, the culmination. So that was the beginning in August. Today we have the culmination, okay, or the ending here. So whatever area, okay, so whatever you were planting there, today you should be able to see some sort of growth or some sort of re-innovation or some sort of progress, shall I say, okay, happening with that. So just remember, there's a connection between that new moon and the full moon.
Wow.
And, I love that. So we also have a new moon in Aquarius on the 15th of February, right?
Yes, because they come in pairs. Yep, because eclipses come in pairs. So on February 15th, we've got a glorious, and I do mean glorious, new moon in Aquarius, okay? These huge new beginnings and major, major expansion in the middle of February. So if there's something that you're wanting to launch in your life, okay, if there's something that or seed that you're wanting to plant and you're like, ooh, I want it to be good, that February 15th date is going to be one whopper of a day. And remember, eclipses, they carry the energy for about 6 months. So whatever is, whatever culminations are taking place today or whatever new seeds that you plant in February, there's about a 6 month window of opportunity there for those to operate and work through, just so you know.
Okay. So then in July, when we have the full moon eclipse in Aquarius, that kind of puts a bow, if you will, on this 6 month period. Is that right?
That July 20, I think astrologically, the eclipses, most all of the eclipses look really good this year. The only one that I am concerned about or gives me a bit of the heebie-jeebies a little bit is in July, there's actually two eclipses. On July 12th, there's that new moon eclipse in Cancer, which is going to be time to feel differently about something in our lives because Cancer is all about emotions and feeling. But on July 27th, at the very tail end of that month, we've got a full moon eclipse in Aquarius. And at that time, we're going to have 5 planets that are going to be retrograde. And if you'll remember from the beginning of the month, I said to you that this summer and this fall, we're going to be, things were going to slow down or things were going to get a little bit murkier because we have a Mars retrograde and a Venus retrograde. Mars is all our action and kind of that gives us our oomph to get going. And when it goes retrograde, so does our energy, okay? Same thing with Venus. So that eclipse at the end of July, 5 retrograde planets, and I am like, and it's at a very tested degree to begin with in the early degrees of Aquarius. That's the one that I'm just like, okay, that'll have us stretching. I think that that might have us freaking out a little bit. But I say, you know, the universe is a very benevolent place because then 2 weeks later on August 11th, we do have a really beautiful new moon eclipse in Leo, okay? So the universe always balances things out for us.
Well, I think I'll just go to Hawaii for that. It's like the week of July there, the end of July. I'll go hang out on the beach
and then
we'll all go. I think we should just all get out of town, go to Hawaii and just hang out.
Well, the areas are really building right now.
Say it again, babe.
No, I think the energies right now are really building. And I think people always ask me, oh, is 2018 going to get better? And I'm like, the energies really are building between now and 2020. The energies are really, really building. So I just want to assure people that, yes, it's getting better per se in the sense that you have control over your life. So, you know, you decide what happens. But right now there is a building per se, and I think on the planet we can feel it. There's going to be a crescendo of energy, I think, after 2020, like more in 2021, but we're really building until 2020. And just as a note today, I really do want to encourage everyone to kind of assess what's working, assess what's not working, and take some time of ritual for yourself today. Make a list of what you want to release, and that could be thoughts, feelings, limitations, people, situations, whatever it is, I just recommend that you write it down. You know, meditate over it, pray over it, and then symbolically let it go in some way. Now, I know for myself, I told my my viewers and my readers that I'm going to be burning mine because this, for an eclipse energy today, this feels like, oh my goodness gracious. For myself, I'm like, oh, there are some, definitely some things within me that I need to let go of, and it's time. You know, it's like there are some things that have reached their expiration date and need to go. And so for me, I'm going to be burning them in my little fire pit in the back of my house. But I would certainly, you know, whatever people want to do, if they want to throw it in the ocean or you want to freeze it, whatever you want to do, do something symbolic. And remember that, you know, whatever changes or shifts that are going on with you right now, everything is ultimately happening for our highest good. So there's no need to fear. There's no need to feel, not true. There's no need to fear the changes because, you know, every change, I always say, especially with endings, you know, we always say rejection is protection or whatever ending is coming about. That ending is taking place so that something new can grow. You know, it opens up the space for something new to be able to come in and take root and grow within our lives.
I love that. So, Care, I know we have like 4 callers on the line, but let me just, I just wanted to ask a quick, and callers, we will get to you. We see you. We know you're there. Can we talk just a little bit about the releasing or, you know, like you were talking about like burning or whatever, like what can we do like to really like, set our intentions or you know what I mean? Like what can we like what is the best ritualistic thing to do? I mean, I guess
well,
I know that it's like it's a personal thing, but like you know what I mean? Like what just to really do it.
For me, I think there is something quite powerful in writing things down, okay, and actually articulating it and putting it into form. A lot of people want to stay in this thought in a thought pattern or keep it in a thought form, but I think that thoughts can get very nebulous, okay, and very kind of like all over the place. When I write things down, especially when I make a real concrete list of like, okay, this person, I'm ready to, you know, to eclipse this person out of my life or this situation, or my gosh, this self-limiting belief, I'm done. Like, I'm done with not feeling worthy. I'm just giving an example. Or I'm done with, you know, comparing myself to others or whatever it is that you've got going. Or I'm done with just not feeling good about myself. And you know, not being able to affirm, like anything of this sort, write it down and get really, really, make it concrete, you know, get really, really clear, because by getting clear with yourself, you're getting, it's like you're narrowing the energies. That's how I see it visually. It's like you're narrowing the energies. You're allowing the universe to really address that specific want or desire or issue. And that, so that's personally what I say. Now, you could be in walking meditation. If you know what that is, you could, you know, inside your mind, tell the universe or tell your guides, hi, I'm ready to release this. But there is something quite symbolic about writing it down and then, you know, for me, burning it, because that I'm like watching it go up in flames. Like I'm for me, or throwing it, or like, because that is me saying, okay, I'm done here. Or using some sort of crystal healing. So, you know, a crystal release of some sort, or going to the ocean or going to the water and kind of putting that, you know, pulling it into a ball and throwing it out into the ocean and let the waves take it away, or letting the, you know, stream, you know, take it away. These are all friends. I have a good friend who, she puts her think people or situations that she wants to freeze out, or she actually puts them into little ice cube, into like she puts them in her freezer and puts water into her ice cube trays, writes it down, puts it in her ice cube tray and freezes it, freezes the person out. It's interesting.
Ooh,
that, so whatever.
That's an interesting point. Like forever? She just leaves them in there forever?
You'll have to add, that's Pixie Six on Instagram. Kimberly Nix does that. I don't know if she leaves them in there forever. I've never actually asked her that.
We'll have to get
me.
I was like, that question.
I was like, oh, that's very, very, very creative. So that's very creative. But yeah, so anything, whatever feels right to you, but something to symbolically release it, or tear it up into little bits and throw it in the trash can or something and, you know, take it outside. Yeah. Something
I really
got.
I like to burn it and get it up in flames. That's great. So listen, Carrie, I have like 7 callers waiting, and they've been waiting a long time. I'm going to take calls, and let's just start with this one right here.
Hello, my name is Brad, and I'm listening to you helping people with all of these outside people with their lives, and my problem seems to be internal with my own health and my own regards, and I'm wondering how I can get rid of, I'm having a hard time with breathing issues, and I'm wondering how maybe I can get rid of some of my breathing issues. I had a surgery yesterday and it didn't seem to help so much, and I'm wondering if there's anything I can do to help myself in that regard or where that's going.
Yeah, Brad, it is so nice to talk to you, and I'm going to tell you, when I hear your voice, there is such, you are such a tender-hearted, sensitive soul in this world, and I just want to give you a big hug because I can feel you, and I can feel some of your frustrations. And it's interesting that you had your procedure the day before the eclipses, because that can be a very intense procedure to begin with. I will tell you that 2 things come up when you start talking. First off, you know, anything associated with the lungs, normally we think of in terms of grief, okay? There's grief is normally naturally stored in the lungs. So anything with breathing or anything around the lungs, okay, I'm going to ask you, okay, because I feel like as soon as I tune into your inner child or your inner self, man, I feel tears, Brad. I'll be honest, okay? Tears, okay? I feel some deep sadness. So I want you to think about your lungs as a means of expelling your grief, okay? Just symbolically, okay? I want you to think about it, that whatever's coming up out of your lungs, whatever the coughing, whatever the issue, that there's long-held grief being held there that's coming out of you, okay? I'm also hearing, Brad, that your guides are saying that they want you to break up with this notion that you can't get better. Now, I know you're going to tell me that you have faith, but there is something here about today, and it's great that today is an eclipse day. They want you to see yourself as being radiantly healthy. And the fact that, you know what? The Course in Miracles says, I am not a body. I am free, for I am just as God created me. I want you to see yourself in radiant, perfect health, And it's like, I want you to just break up with this whole idea that you're not feeling good. Break up with this whole notion that my body isn't working the way that I want it to. Now, I'm going to pull a quick card for you, Brad, and I'm sending you a big hug, okay? Huge hug to you from your guides, okay? There is so much love for you in this world. I don't even think you're not even aware of how much love there is, okay? Okay, the leadership card came up for you, sweetie, which is about you taking control of your life and taking back your power in your life, okay? So, again, that same message of stepping out of victimhood, stepping out, stepping away from feeling like, oh, my gosh, I'm sick. Oh, my gosh, I'm not feeling it. Oh, my gosh, when am I ever going to feel better, okay? Taking control, okay? I hope that helps you, Brad. I'm sending you all my love, healing energy your way.
Thank you very much. You're very accurate. I'm not exactly sure how to make that happen, but certainly it gives me an avenue to start trying.
Stay in touch with me, Brad, okay? Stay in touch with me. Send me a message on Instagram, okay? Stay in touch with me, and I can give you some suggestions, okay?
Very good. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
All my love. All my love.
Cheers.
Terry Stiers, you're such a love. Okay, we're going to take another caller. You are just a doll. Okay, hang on 1 second. Okay. Here we go. Hello, caller with area code 619. Hello.
Hi, is that me?
Yep, 619.
It is.
741-4377.
Oh, hi.
Okay, go ahead. You're on with Carrie Stiers.
Hi. I've been listening and just really appreciating the validation that the intense energy. I was up all night kind of racking my brain, crying, pulling my hair out kind of thing with frustration. And then I just kind of took small steps of like, okay, you have more space than this, you know, little room, get out, get a glass of water, get something to eat. I've had some, you know, we live in a very, like we're like 8 people in a 2-bedroom house, and my husband and I sleep in different rooms, and we haven't really been able to communicate very well. And I feel like there's always this question of, will we have more space and connection if we separate? And
honey, what's your name? Can I ask what's your name?
Charisse.
And what's your husband's name, sweetheart?
Louis.
Louis, okay.
And I mean, I want to stay connected to my kids, too. And it might just be a matter of getting a larger space or rearranging the space or getting help with communication, you know.
Charisse, as soon as you started talking, I started feeling, because I'm very clairsentient, I started feeling some anxiety in my body. So I'm feeling your anxiety. So I can feel you. And I do want to reference your point about the eclipse energy kind of. You can experience it. Most people experience it in one of two very extreme ways. One way, which is that you're totally ratcheted up, you know, and that you've got all this nervous energy and you can't sleep, which was me last night. And the other way is some people are feeling like they're completely, their energy is really bottoming out, okay? So I just want to affirm what you were energetically experiencing last night. Secondarily, I also want to say to you that as soon as I heard your number, you are a very creative soul, sweetheart, okay? So they are saying right now they want you to follow your passion. I know you called about the relationship, but there is something here about you following your passion around life purpose. Now, in terms of your relationship with, is it Louis or Luis?
Yeah, Louis.
Okay. I think he's a sweet soul. I feel there are major health issues around him. If you understand that, you don't have to articulate it over the air. But I feel there are some. I feel like he's not taking good care of himself, which somehow is like it's bothersome for you in the relationship. But I ultimately feel like he needs a lot more self love and self care. And I feel like he's a really good person, as are you, sweetheart. I don't know that I feel you all separating right now. I still feel you all under the same roof. I feel like there are financial obligations that are holding you together right now, as well as the kids, but it feels like there's a financial thing happening here as well. But I'm also hearing, oddly enough, I'm hearing that I think there's a path back together, or there's a path for you all to be happier together. So I don't feel, I don't intuitively, and I don't hear a separation right now. I feel like you're still going to try to make this work, and I feel like we're still going to make a go of this for, goodness, well into the spring, summer, and maybe for this year. I feel like if Luis, I feel like if he is able to kind of love himself more and take better care of himself and get his health or well-being taken care of, I feel like there's actually a path for you all to come back together. Okay, that's what I'm feeling right now.
Yeah,
and I feel like a move could come. Yeah, I feel like there's a move could come maybe next year, but I'm not feeling it right now for you, honey. Okay, so just put that off the shelf, and just as I say to everyone else, there's a wonderful Louise Hay affirmation that she says to herself, and I have it written in like 20 million places in my house, which is I say to my, she says to herself, all is well, you know, I am safe and all is well, okay, or all is well and I am safe. And I want you to really, sweetheart, you've got to lean into your faith. You got to lean into your perseverance. You got to lean into your belief system that everything is happening for you, not to you, and that you will experience a miracle, okay? So you've got to keep the faith, sweetheart, okay? Seriously, my heart goes out to you. I'm sending you a big hug, and hang in there, okay?
Yeah, that's very hopeful. My two little kids are here with me, actually, and I just had to come out with it. And I think it is all about getting authentic with him and really being transparent with each other and finding that connection. Thank you.
I feel it. I feel like there's a path back. There is a path back for you, too, okay? There is a path back to love. There is a path back to connection for you, too.
I just saw two birds fly together and land. Thank you. I'm looking forward to landing.
All right. Thank you so much. That was so
great.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going right to the next caller. Hang in there.
Okay.
Oh, we lost one. Somebody hung up, but that's okay.
Okay.
562 area code. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Ryan, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Karina.
Hey. Hi, Karina. What's your question today, sweetheart?
Hi. So I have a good friend, and her name is Cindy, and I just want to know from your perspective, if you feel anything, what really happened? The relationship kind of just fell apart, and I just wanted to know, do you see anything, feel anything? What are your thoughts?
You know, when I look at her energy, sweetheart, it's like she went cold on you. Do you understand that?
Yes, absolutely.
That's why I'm like, whoa, I'm feeling like a freeze out over here.
I'm chilling. Yes. What happened? What is it really? Because I feel like there's something she's not telling me.
You know, I feel like to begin with, I feel like she's a pretty controlled person, or there is something about her that's like afraid to step outside of the box, or she's afraid to risk anything. I feel like what words am I looking for here? She's a controlled person, okay? And I look at your energy, Karina, and here you have this big heart, you know, and you're out there. To me, I feel like your emotions, you wear your emotions on your sleeve, and you are really, really out there in the world, okay? And I feel like for Cindy, somehow there's something about you, and don't take it personally because it's not about you. There's something about you that feels threatening to her, okay? Because you are more of a free spirit, and she could really use you to help her to step outside of her box, because she actually needs to get out of her comfort zone. But that feels so scary to her right now, Karina. I just have to tell you, it feels so scary to her. She's so controlled. She, like, wants to control everything. So that feels so, so scary. And I think that there's something about her pulling away from you because, you know, the way that you operate doesn't feel safe to her. Ultimately, what's happening, though, is underneath kind of that exterior, what's happening with her inner self is that her inner child or that inner self is like, oh, I really want to go play. Oh, my goodness gracious. I want to go have a more fulfilling experience. But then it's like something comes in and crushes that and is like, no, we can't have that. So So there's some very deep psychology going on with Cindy. Don't take it personally, honey. I am hearing that at some point I do see her circling back. They're showing me her circling back, okay? So I do feel like she's going to circle back. I don't really know that the friendship will ever be, I don't know that it's ever going to have the same level of depth that it has before, because I think now you've also learned your lesson and you know how she can pull back so quickly that that's her defense mechanism. But for you, honey, don't take it personally, okay? Don Miguel Ruiz, that's one of the four agreements. You know, everyone's living in their own dream. We can't take anything personally. You are beautiful just as you are. I want you to look in the mirror, affirm your beauty, affirm your greatness, and know that when she's ready for you, or when she's ready to have a relationship, when she's ready to open up to the world, okay, or ready to open up to herself, then she could be easier for have a friendship with you. If that makes sense for you, Karina, though. Honey?
It absolutely
I'm so sorry,
does.
Though.
Yeah, I think it was, I keep saying it's like she was a different person. Like, I didn't recognize the person in front of me. She said that I was a threat to her happiness. And
yes.
I think it's exactly that. Like, I challenged her to get out of her comfort zone and to think about real things. And she was very receptive for a long time, and then I think it just became too much. I think she just had to, you know, either retreat or feel security of, you know, just the structure. I don't know what it was. And so she kept saying it was me, that I was negative, that I was toxic. And so I was like,
well,
I feel like there's something underlying this whole thing. So,
it
makes complete
her,
sense.
Honey. Yeah, that's the projection. That's what we do. When we're not, we always say that we always want to blame someone else or point the finger when we're unwilling or we're not ready to own what our own feelings are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's not ready
okay.
for that, but that's okay. At some point, she may be, okay? So you just keep on going down the road. There will be other friends. And I do see her circling back, sweetheart, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all you do.
All
I
my
love.
Love.
It. It's great.
All
Thank
my
you.
Love. Take care.
Bye-bye.
I love hearing the glee in their voices when you've given them a reading, and you really are just so spot on. Thank you so much for doing this for our listeners. We love Terry Sires here on the Best Life Cafe, and I know
I love it too.
All your followers. Okay, so now I have one more caller. Hang on. And then I have some questions on Facebook. So let's go to this next caller. Hang on.
Yeah.
Area code 813, you are on the air.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Lisa, I know your area code.
I follow you on Instagram now. That's how I found you. But so my question is, I guess for the last 8 years, myself and my family have really gone through stressful times. And I had a nudge that 2018 was going to provide a lot of changes. And now I'm just feeling very fearful, and I kind of don't know what to expect. So I'm wondering what's important for me to know about this year.
Yeah, honey, I understand you, and I can feel it, because just like that previous caller, or the one before that, I can feel your anxiety too. You know, it's palpable, and I can feel you're like, oh, things a bit, you know, it's hard when we've had a few tough years, right? When we've had like a few consecutively tough years, we're like, oh my goodness gracious, when is it ever going to get better? When is the energy going to lift? Like, what's going to happen here? But Lisa, I do feel like there is going to be a positive shift for your family this year. But mostly what I'm hearing right now is they're saying you need a change in perspective, okay? You need a shift in perspective, i.e., you know, again, all is well, okay? Everything is going according to plan, and everything that's happening to us, okay, is happening really ultimately is happening for us. Okay, it's happening for us, and I feel there's going to be a shift. I also feel like there could potentially this year be a move for your family. Okay, I'm just not anywhere far, but there might be also or a change in residence or people moving in and out of the home. I feel like there's a move there. Lisa, they're telling me to ask you for your astrological sign. What is your astrological sign, honey?
The Sagittarius.
Oh my gosh, I knew see, there's a reason why they told me to ask. Okay. So I want you to be, any Sagittarius right now is smiling and laughing right now, okay? Because, honey, you just finished your Saturn transit, okay? Oh, girl, I'm saying this, Lisa, I'm smiling and winking at you because astrologically, you just finished one of the most difficult transits of your entire life, okay? Saturn has been in your sign for the last 2.5 years, and oh my goodness gracious, there is not a Sag on this planet who has not been feeling the burn, okay? So here's the deal. The energies are going to shift, and they are going to lighten, and they're going to lift up. This year, it's like a thaw, though. I want you to think about it. Now, you're in Florida, I think, or at least your area code is. So we don't really get freezes here, but I'm from up north, and even though I live in Florida, I'm from up north. And literally, when the springtime comes and everything's been frozen for a really long time, things begin to thaw. But it takes a little while for the snow to melt away, or it takes a little while for the icicles to melt down and for the earth to warm up, okay? So I want you to give yourself some time this year for things to thaw out, okay? The worst I'm hearing right now, the worst is behind you. So you've got to, again, like that previous caller, you've got to keep the faith and you got to stay positive right now and know that better things are coming your way. But please, please, please hang in there. I'm going to pull a card for you right now. But, honey, my heart goes out to you, okay? It's getting better. Trust me. Just believe me. And you don't have to believe me, but you should, please.
Please do. Okay. I will. I'll believe you.
Okay.
Believe me.
Okay. Now, this sensitivity card came up for you, Archangel Haniel, saying you are extra sensitive to energy, so honor yourself and your feelings. So I would say that this year, this is a call for you, honey, to really get heart-centered. Now, it's a Sag. You don't have a problem with that, even though sometimes you get crazy thoughts in your head, but you really don't have a problem with that. Get back down into your heart and just honor whatever it is you're feeling, okay? Because I feel like this year as well, you're going to be doing a lot of releasing, like the old story, and breaking up with the idea that things are crazy and tough. You're like, no, life is happening for me. Life is supporting me, and everything's getting better, and I believe that.
Yes, yes, yes. And I've been feeling the pull to move my energy and attention to my heart center. In fact, I've been sleeping with a pink quartz under my pillow just to help, and sometimes I just hold it at night because I just think, this is where I need to focus, but yet, like, the fear will creep up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, so I just needed to get
just keep talking. When the fear creeps up, and we all know it because, listen, that's a human experience that everyone, I don't care who you are on this planet, everyone's living with it, with fear and anxiety, okay? Everyone is. So when the fear starts to creep up, sweetheart, and this is for everyone out there who's listening, when the fear creeps up, you got to get in there. Your adult Lisa has to get in there and start talking to your inner self, the part of yourself that's freaking out and saying, hey, I noticed that you're upset. What's going on here? You have to start talking to your anxieties. You have to start talking to your fears. And you, just like a little baby or a young child, and saying, hey, what's going on here? I notice you're upset. What's happening? And your inner child's going to be like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to start. Like, they're going to give you their sob story. And you're going to be like, oh, my goodness gracious, I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, what do you need to feel better? Let me help you feel better, okay? So this is also about you learning that part of being more heart-centered is you learning to be more conscious and more in your body and really learning how to talk to those parts of yourself that are feeling upset. That's how you can shift your energy quite quickly, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
You are so welcome,
thank
Lisa. You take care of yourself, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
All my love.
Oh, wow. Wow, Karen Shires.
My guys told me to ask her on that one. My guys were like, ask her what her astrological sign is. That's going to reveal everything.
Well,
that
you
was
know,
funny.
It's so interesting that when you said that, because I am a Sagittarius, and as you said that, I know that the last 2.5 years have literally been, and Carrie Butler, you can even attest to this because you've known me for 2 years, but this has been such a challenging time. So I so was like, thank you, caller, for asking about Sagittarius, and I'm super excited to know that we are on the tail end of that. So I have just a couple more questions on Facebook. I always give people a chance if you can't make the call to call in. We only have, you know, like 20 minutes left, and I know we have more to talk about, so I just want to go ahead and let you briefly answer these questions. So this is from Erica, and she says, should I uproot my family and start a new career to be closer to the family in Florida
so my husband and I can start our own family, or does she see me having children anytime soon and staying in Virginia?
Mm. Okay. Where does she live? Right, she lives in Virginia right now.
Must live in Virginia.
She's thinking about Florida. Okay, my first instinct, Erica, is that I think you're going to move. I think you're going to move. I think Erica, I think you're going to move. I feel the energy. Literally, they're just showing me the energy is pulling you away from where you're at right now. It's almost like, Erica, there's something about you. When I look at you, I'm shown a butterfly, and there's something about you that is needing change and transformation, but there's also something energetically about your nature, sweetheart, that is, it's like you fly from one place to the next. There's something about you that needs to be free and independent, and I'm sensing right now that there's a transformation that's taking place inside of you, and I just feel like I want to see you in a sunnier, like the weather's bothering you. I feel like there are little things that are making you crabby where you're at. I feel like the weather's bothering you. And I'm feeling your energy moving further south. Now, when you ask about it, she's asking about a baby, correct?
Yeah. She says, does she see me having children anytime soon and staying in Virginia? I'm not sure why that matters, but yeah, do you see children?
I feel babies around you, Erica. And I feel like you're going to be one heck of a great mother. Okay. Notice I said babies, plural, okay? Plural there. I feel multiple. And I feel like in Virginia, if I'm not mistaken, I also feel like in Virginia, I'm putting a heart around Virginia because I do feel that there's some sort of heart pull or heart connection to Virginia. But despite that heart connection, which will always be there, I still feel like Erica is wanting to shift. I still, honey, feel you moving, okay? And I feel like you can always come back to Virginia. Virginia will always be there. Virginia will always love you. That heart connection will always be there, sweetie. But I feel like you're gonna make a shift. I do. I feel like I'm hearing that Sheryl Crow song in my head right now, A Change Could Do You Good. And I'm telling you, my guides use music all the time. I'm so clairaudient. It's crazy. They use music all the time. So they've just cued the Sheryl Crow song, A Change Could Do You Good. Listen to it, okay, girl, because I think it's happening.
All right. Okay, moving on. I've still got three more. We're getting to the wire. So this one is from Katie. And Katie has asked us before. She said, I guess we never got to it, but it says, if and when I'm going to meet my husband. And then she says, or I'll be single forever.
When she says that, I'm putting my hand on my head and going, what with me? Katie, when I hear your name, I love you and I love your energy. Like, you have such
She's
a bright,
adorable.
Creative. Oh, my gosh. I am like, there's such a pep in your step. To me, there is a magnetic quality to you, Katie, and people love to be around you. So, sweetheart, there is no way in this world that you're going to be single forever. Not even humanly possible. Not even humanly possible. Now, I do hear, as soon as I talk about all your greatness, that you do need to look in the mirror and be able to affirm how beautiful you are and to affirm more of your own greatness, okay? I feel like there is still a need for you, even though people are telling you how awesome you are. I feel like, Katie, you're not believing your own hype right now. And I'm like, ooh, I want you to do some work with your inner self to be able to build yourself up. So that means, like, consistently every day look in the mirror and be like, oh, my gosh, you are so beautiful. Oh, my gosh, I am so smart. Oh, my gosh, I am, like, all that in a box of chocolates, okay? Listen to some Fifth Harmony songs and, like, get your groove on, okay? Get your inner goddess on, because I'm telling you, I don't see you single much longer. I just saw a 2, so I'm hearing that's either within 2 months or 2 years. But I know 2 years, you're even like crying your eyes out over that. Don't get sad about that, okay? Your man, your knight, they're actually showing me a knight on a horse, okay? Your knight is coming, but you know what? Ultimately, sweetheart, remember, you don't need a man to complete your life. You complete your life. You are your own knight in shining armor, okay? You rescue you. And when you feel full and complete and know that you can stand on your own 2 legs, that's when the guy appears, because you come in as 2 equals, not you needing a guy, okay? That's what I have to say. Katie, you're amazing. I love you.
Oh, I got goosebumps when you told her that her night was coming, so I feel like that's true. Okay, I have another one from Missy, and Missy's mom passed in November, and she just wants to know if she's at peace and not upset with me for not seeing her the last couple of days before she passed.
Is it Missy or Misty?
Missy, M-I-S-S-Y.
M-I-S-S-Y. Mm-hmm. Aww, Missy, I can just feel your grief, and I'm so, so, so sorry, okay? I'm so, so sorry. My heart just goes out to you tremendously because I can just feel your sadness, deep, deep grief, as you would, because I'm feeling like your mom. I've got a heart around your mom, and for me, she was part of your heart, you know? And I feel your connection. And goodness gracious, your mom... Yeah, I'll tell you, there's something about your mom that, how do I want to say this? You know, I think her going without you seeing her, I think, was actually part of the plan. It's like she didn't want you to see her like that, and she didn't want you to worry. That's the kind of mom that I'm picking up that she is. She didn't want you to worry and wouldn't want you to fuss over her. And so she's just like, let me just go on my own terms over here without you. And she's saying, honey, don't you dare worry. I've got her right here. Don't you dare worry. Dry your tears. I love you. I feel our connection. You're the best thing. I'm hearing she's saying, you're the best thing I ever did. You're the best thing I ever did. It makes me want to cry.
Me too.
And I'm also feeling a family pet. So I don't know. She's showing me a dog or a cat. I think it's a dog, but she's showing me a family pet that's with her. Okay. Or a family pet that she wants to say hello to. She's showing me definitely a pet here that she's bringing in with her. And I'm also feeling like I've got her father here, or a father figure with her as well, who greeted her and helped her to transition, and a grandmother for her that's also helped her to transition. Honey, she is surrounded by love. She's happy to be home with her family on the other side, but she loves you and she misses you and she's with you always. So reach out to me. Missy, just reach out to me and send me a direct message and we can talk a little bit more about that. But she's going to be one of your little guardian angels, okay?
Oh, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. We'll get all that's the information so on where to find Cherry Sires and how to reach out to her. So I now have one more, and this is from Jeff, who's going through a hard time. She says, I'm in the process of separating from my husband. Am I doing the right thing?
Yes, emphatically. He's a stinker. I don't normally say that very, like, yes, emphatically. Yes, Jeff. Yes. I'm like, I don't feel like I feel very Carolyn May saying this right now. Anyone who knows her is like, yes. Okay. I'm like,
oh,
yes.
I love it.
Nada.
Oh,
like,
thank
no,
you so
yes.
Much.
That's just like, I feel you just like, you raise your banner and you raise it tall and say, oh, yes, I deserve to be happy. Step into your independence. Step into your freedom, girl. Ride like the wind, you know. Go, go, go.
Carrie, okay. All the questions. You know, it's just, I really appreciate you giving our listeners this insight, because I know, you know, when you're going through hard things in your life, that having someone who doesn't know you kind of touch into where your energy field is so reassuring. And I know that you've just spent the last 45 or 50 minutes reassuring a lot of people, and I really appreciate it. We both do. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so
okay,
welcome. I love this. This is what I was
back to the
born to do. I love it.
So, Kerr, what else do we need to know about the energies that are coming forward, you know, like going forward?
Well, I want to remind everyone that really the summer things do kind of get, the waters get murky, okay? It's going to be hard to get traction later this summer. So, again, we want to try to get as much done, I would say, between now and the end of May, okay, early June. We want to get as much done as possible. And, you know, I know a lot of us would like to take a break, but the break is coming, your time out, your break, okay, is coming later this year, on the back end of this year. It's not coming now. But I will tell you, I think the energies crescendo and get kind of tough, okay, at the end of July, but I feel that the end of this year, I feel like we end the year very, very, very strong, okay? So think about the hero's journey. You know, in the hero's journey, there's always some obstacle, or there's always some, you know, something that feels insurmountable that we've got to, you know, that we've got to move past, and we do it in some capacity. We finally find the courage and the will to overcome, and that there is a victory at the end. And I do feel that the end of this year, energetically, things feel really good as we close out the year. So just hang in there is what I want to say to everyone. Hang in there.
Awesome. Well, how about if you want to pull a card for all of us, babe? I just pulled two
yep.
of them, and I dropped one of them. I'm trying to find it. Oh, here it is. Oh, my God. These are so crazy. So
do you want to share your cards? What do you pull too?
I yeah. do want to share my cards because, like, there's – okay, so I used the pulled one, and then my guides were like, yeah, no, pull two today. Like, I'm like, okay. And literally, okay, so the very first one was ready to love again. You're healed from the past enough to open your heart to new love. Then, so that's Tanzanite. And then the very next card was Rose Quartz, which is
wow,
new or renewed romantic love is here for you. So, like, if that's not confirmation, people out there looking for love, thank you, that would be me. I don't know what is.
You're hysterical. You're hysterical. Yes, I agree with that. I agree. And this summer during the retrogrades, it's going to feel the energies are going to be very faded. So I am predicting that there are going to be a lot of past life loves or faded love affairs coming into the fray this summer. Okay. So, you know, everyone who's looking to be loved up, don't you worry, because I feel it coming this summer. So it'll be a very, very interesting
Wait.
Time. I love those. I love those crystal angel cards.
I know. Aren't they beautiful? Wait, can we just go back to that for a second? So you say, like, faded love? Does that mean, like, were you waiting for me to go, like, wait. Does that mean, like, old
yeah.
people from the past or, like, no, like, new love? Like,
well, it can be people from your past or it could
also be, like.
Because I
don't want any of those people.
It could be people from your past. Or more than likely, it's past life relationships. So these are like past life, very karmic past life connections, okay, or soul contracts that are activated and that come into play this summer, okay? Yes, past life, very, very karmic, faded, like
faded
relationships.
I thought you said faded, like F-A-D-E.
So it could be someone
yes.
from yeah. So it could be someone from earlier on in your life, but mostly it's like it's a past life. It's like, whoa, this is a past life connection. So when you meet the person, you're like instantaneously, you're like, oh my goodness gracious, I feel like I've known you forever, because you have in fact known them forever, right? Because in fact you
oh,
have done this dance before.
I love that. Like, I've never thought about that before. Like meeting people. I mean, even people, you know, like. I mean, I feel like you and I have had a connection. Like, how could we, like, we just did. Like, I mean, we are definitely sisters from a past life or something. And just, like, the people that we meet, you know, like, I feel like so many of us are our past life experiences. So I love that.
Well, every person that you meet, there's a soul contract with every single person you meet. So there is nothing random about the universe. Everyone that you meet, there is some sort of soul contract. So there is some sort of lesson or some sort of lesson in every relationship. So before you even came into this body, you know, we're over there on the other side and we're talking and we're asking everyone to play a role in our life to help us, you know, to help support us. And so, yes, but this summer, yes, things get very, 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 I think we're going to see a lot of relationships from many, many moons ago come back, or many lifetimes ago come back to kind of complete or to live it out. So.
Oh,
wow.
So
like
cool.
That for you, Miss Butler.
Yay.
Okay. So,
well, Kath,
you want
to give us a Wayne Dyer and a card?
Yeah, I have a card. So I pulled, I'm pulling from messages from your angels. What your angels want you to know. So this could be for anybody today, and just kind of think about what you're thinking about and see if it applies. And I picked Serena. I am the angel of abundance. You will receive the money that you need, and God is in charge of how that will happen. Have faith.
Oh, I love that.
So good.
And now,
oh my gosh, we are.
I actually have a Wayne Dyer Wednesday quote that is just right on point, and it says, doing what you love is the cornerstone of having abundance in your life. Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Love it.
We love,
that.
Shows. We've got five minutes left. Carrie, are you going to pull some cards, Carrie Sires?
I pulled one from the Archangel Oracle deck, which is like always my go-to deck, and I pulled the Clairsentience card. So this is a real reminder for all of us to pay attention to those messages in your body, okay? In any situation, you know, your body is your compass for life, and you can know in any situation how you're feeling about it. So if you get any kind of odd sensation in your body, anything that where your body tightens up or where your energy contracts, or you get an odd feeling, trust that feeling, friends, okay? That would be the danger sign. Conversely, if your energy really opens up and it expands, you can trust that as well, okay? But just notice the feelings or how your body is responding to people and places. I always say with clairsentience, you know, we think that when I meet someone for the first time that I have to talk to them in order to get a read on them. But that's really not true. I want you to notice that when you walk into a crowded room or when you walk into a restaurant, that you can quite literally get a vibe on how the energy feels in that space, or before you even talk to a person, that you can get a vibe on what that person's personality is or whether you like them or not, because it's our energy that leads. So I just want to remind, that's just encouraging everyone to feel it in your body, and you will know.
Wow.
That's awesome. I love that.
Okay.
Beautiful. All right, everybody. Well, I think it's that time.
Oh, Carrie Steyer,
yeah.
Where can we find you?
Hold on. Sorry, that's right. We have to tell everybody where we find you.
You find me. You're hysterical. My main hub of operation is Instagram. And on Instagram, I give daily energy readings on video through Instagram stories, which is my favorite thing to do. So even if you don't use Instagram for any other purpose but to follow some spiritual folks, there's lots of good information there. You can find me on Instagram at Carrie Steyers. That's CarrieSteyers. You can also find me on my website, www.carriestyers.com, and on Facebook as well, the same place. So, and I would love to hear from you all. Yes, I do Skype sessions and phone sessions with people all over the world. I'm based out of Florida, but it's amazing what technology, how it connects us all. So, yes, I do sessions all the time for folks at many different hours of the day all over the world. So I would love to support you.
I love your job.
I know. And I need to tell everybody that literally, I swear to you, I get upset if Carrie is like 1 minute late with her live, because I literally go on every morning to see how my day is going to be. And if I tell you spot on, I wish there was like I don't even know if there's a more accurate word than spot on, because Carrie, every day, every moment, you are so spot on. And I know that I text you sometimes and go, where's your Instagram live? Because, I just need to know how my day's going. And I tell you, everybody that's listening, you've got to listen and subscribe and follow Carrie, because she is a freaking rock star.
Oh, and so Carrie, we'll be back. We'll probably have you back in, probably March sometime, I would believe. I think
sounds
I have...
We can't go
end of March, I think
living
we
five
you.
Or 6 weeks without you. We love you.
You're so funny.
Well, I love you all, too. You all are just the best and adorable and wonderful and kind and good-hearted, and I can't say enough good things about you all.
All right. Well, thank
Vice
you to
versa.
All our Best Life Cafe listeners for all your support. This will be up on iTunes this afternoon. Subscribe to our podcast. Thank you so much for everything. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Aloha, everybody. We love you. Mwah. Mahalo for listening.
Bye.
Bye.